What's the median age of diagnosis? Around 60, right?
Yeah, in most of the studies, it's anywhere between 63 and 66, somewhere in there.
And just like breast cancer and all the other tumors in older people, you have your octogenarians in the older people. What about the approach to patients in that age group in particular?
Well, that's a very, very good question. The GOG is currently debating a trial that's known as GOG 606, which would be a neoadjuvant trial in which the patients would receive chemotherapy IV systemically for 3 cycles. And then the decision would be made as to whether these patients are good candidates for any type of debulking procedure. And you may limit that somewhat, but try to remove as much tumor as possible and then finish up with 3 more cycles of chemotherapy. And so we have some evidence from Europe, as well as some studies from the United States, that say that you probably don't hurt the patient by doing that. And in these patients that are either heavily performance challenged or geriatric, it might be a nice approach. The other thing is, and I'm actually one of the people that have been writing the protocol, it's very difficult because we don't have a good baseline with this. We have very small studies, largely, so they haven't helped us in terms of getting a baseline.
Specifically related to older people?
Exactly. So this whole field of geri-oncology is really an emerging field because part of the protocol that we have written is to look at pharmacokinetics, quality of life issues using a geriatric assessment scale that's been developed. And there may be some very big differences in terms of our normal assumptions, even in terms of PK data, that may change how we dose these patients. It may be better to give weekly, for example, than it is to give every 3-week boluses.
Yeah, the only trial I can think of right now that I know about, there may be others, you know, major cooperative group studies specifically focused on elderly people is the CALGB adjuvant breast study, which is, you know, a great study. HIMARS is doing it. But again, that's sort of a 65 age. And what I hear from oncologists in general, not so much ovary, is concerns about the 80-plus year old patient.
Yeah, we're targeting above 75.
Interesting.
So you have to have a very impaired
above
performance
75.
Status in to get in before 75. It's 75 any performance status. So that's what we hope would comprise the greatest group
in
this study.
Well, that's a great idea. I hope you can do it.
We hope so too, but there's a lot of barriers.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I've seen those barriers kill other trials too.